This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. President Donald Trump announced another change in his administration Saturday with his scandal-plagued Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke leaving the administration by the end of the year. We get details from AP's Ben Thomas.
The former Republican congressman from Montana has been dogged by ethics probes, including one centered on a Montana land deal involving a foundation he created and the chairman of an energy services company that does business with the Interior Department. Investigators are also reviewing Zinke's decision to block two tribes from opening a casino in Connecticut and his redrawing of boundaries to shrink a Utah National Monument. The Interior Department's internal watchdog has referred an investigation of Zinke to the Justice Department. Zinke has denied wrongdoing. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A federal judge in Texas has ruled the Affordable Care Act is invalid, but supporters of Obamacare promised to appeal while President Trump is seizing the moment to call for an overhaul. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Obamacare remains in effect while appeals are happening, but President Trump, who campaigned on repeal and replace, tweeted Congress should pass a new health care act.
It's a huge loss for the American people. So if President Trump sees this as a victory, that's very unfortunate.
Law professor and health care expert Timothy Joe says because the Affordable Care Act covers so many aspects of health insurance for those getting it themselves or from their employers, this ruling affects almost every American.
The protections of the Affordable Care Act extend to every form of insurance coverage.
Jost predicts it will go to the Supreme Court, which will uphold Obamacare. I'm Julie Walker.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Yellow vest.